For our meditation tonight, please turn to Psalm 56. Psalm is 56, reading verses 3 and 4. Here the psalmist David says, "What time I am afraid, I will trust in Thee. In God will I praise His word. In God have I put my trust. I will not fear what man and flesh can do to me." Amen. The accent and the emphasis in these two verses is the word trust, and that is to be reflected in our closing hymn tonight. The hymn which says, "I am trusting Thee, Lord Jesus, trusting only Thee." Is that what we all have as our stay and anchor of the soul every day? The opposite of trust is fear. And what is fear? Fear is a natural response, a reaction of the mind and the heart to something that is threatening. Men fear death as children fear the dark. It's so true. Think of the days when you were younger. Even now, there are some people who are afraid of the dark. What do you do? I quote a case of a friend of mine, also a doctor, and I heard the sad story of his last days. He had a big bungalow house, and for the last 2 or 3 weeks of his life, he gave orders every night, all the lights in the house were to be on, because he didn't like the dark, for he knew his end was drawing near. Men fear death as children fear the dark. But when man is facing death, their mentality goes back to the childhood days. Afraid of the dark, every night keep all the lights on. How about us? When I was 3, mother taught me the first hymn that I ever knew. I read to you. It is in 521. If you'd like to turn to me, turn with me. It is 521. A song that has particular meaning and significance to me. A hymn that was written by America's greatest hymn writer after Fanny Crosby. Philip Bliss wrote this hymn, and mothers, take note. Perchance you can sing this or teach this to your child. When do you begin? Don't wait till the child is old enough, you say, but begin right away. When the child is born, sing to the child the words of God. For when a child is filled with the word of God, it reinforces that child in the Christian faith. This hymn 521 says, God is always near me, hearing what I say, knowing all my thoughts and deeds, all my work and play. It's so good that a child learns to trust in the unseen God because mother has taught me and mother loves me. I know that she has my welfare at heart. So you never know how this kind of instruction will go a long way. So whenever I have, if you have read my footprints, you know it's inside the story of my life. At 3 years old, Father says, let's go fishing at night. And there was a river, a small brook that flowed through the estate. Come along. Now, walking with Father is not a problem, but it is walking back alone in the night through a rubber estate. How do you do it? Stanza 2 says, God is always near me in the darkest night. Oh, how comforting it is. Father says, go back to the house. It may be 100 meters, I do not know, but it is a long, long ways. You go, fetch me this and that and the other, especially his stomach mixture. He suffers from dyspepsia or stomach pains. God is always near me. Can I walk that way? Yes, because mother has taught me and sung to me. And the song lives in my heart from age of 3. You say, age of 3, could you remember? Oh, yes. Oh, dear friends, psychologists who study child behavior find that babies, soon after they are born, even when they are just a few months old, are smarter than you think. Oh, they learn very fast. So 3 years old is already late. Keep on teaching them. God is always near me in the darkest night. Don't be afraid. If it is through the rubber estate, just go. Why? God is always near me in the darkest night. He can see me just the same. He can see the ways. He can see everything. And he is my God. As by midday light, he can see me. He can see everything. Stanza 3 of hymn 521. God is always near me. Father and mother may be far from me at times, but I have God, my Lord. He is always near me. Though so young and small, there is no limitation of age to say you must be so old before God is with you. As soon as you can call father and mother, you recognize there is somebody who loves you more than father and mother, who is more powerful, who is always near you. God is always near me, though so young and small. Not a look or word or thought, but God knows it all. Wonderful promise. And this kind of teaching at a young age is remembered in the heart and in the mind. I can assure you that. So I say, young mothers and fathers, take note. Do not be like the friend of mine who is now dead and gone. Oh, keep all the lights on, because I don't like a dark place. Even though he is old, at that time he must be well over 70. So dear friends, let's follow what these examples will teach us. Men and women are so afraid. You know, America is the leading country of all the world, the number one country. But its citizens are very superstitious people. Do you know that? Instead of "in God we trust," I am afraid it is now they've taken away the L, the put in the L. "In gold we trust." They are very rich and very powerful, but you know that the Americans have to keep sanity of mind by taking tranquilizers. How many of you are on tranquilizers? I trust that not many. Our trust is in the Lord. Have our confidence in Him, not in the pill that you take in the morning to calm your nerves, tranquilize you, so that you do not feel jittery and afraid to make decisions. But there are some people who live by pills. A friend of mine, a husband of a patient, so he is a man. And he says, "Doctor, you know, this watch of mine is a very special watch." I say, "How come it's so special?" "Oh, it was blessed by the priest in the temple. It's a special watch. It's a charmed watch. So I must wear it every day, all the time, because it brings good luck. So that it wards off bad luck." "Is there anyone here?" And, you know, what surprised me was I heard that some Christians even make their trip to Pulau Batam to consult a medium on how to know their future and how to protect themselves from bad luck in the future. Ever heard of the name of Sai Baba? Now he's dead. I read in the papers that the great man is dead. Millions of people go to him when he holds his ashram. Tens of thousands of people go there to worship him. Oh, he is a god. And when I visit these people's homes, they have a picture of Jesus, Mary, Virgin Mary, then Chiang Kai-shek of all people, plus one of Sai Baba. They say this picture, this man is a great god because he protects us. I say, "How do you know he protects you?" "Oh, out of the picture comes red powder dropping down." You ever heard of this story? It's amazing. And people believe it. And people worship him. When they go to India, there's a friend of mine, another doctor. He was married and he could not get a boy, only girls. So he made a trip to see this great god, Indian god, and consulted him, came back, and lo and behold, he got a boy. So he is so impressed, he goes back to India, he says, "Now I'll build a hospital for you." Amazing business. So these are all the things that happen. Dear friends, we have a great and mighty living God. Not one who dies like Sai Baba, or one who is dead long ago and still hanging the picture of Virgin Mary, Chiang Kai-shek, and other people. Great names, no doubt. My friends, We have a Savior who knows all about us. Now let me give you other testimonies of how God impacted my life. We went through the Japanese occupation. Do you know that the Japanese have a very bad reputation? And another friend of mine says, "Oh, I hate the Japanese." I say, "I appreciate that, that many Chinese hate Japanese because of the rape of Nanking. And wherever they go, they slaughter and kill people." This friend of mine, he says, "My family was spread throughout one of the Parits." Parit is a small river in Malay. They were spread about this river. So many families. When the Japanese came, they killed 28 of my family members. Uncles and aunties and their families all were killed. How wicked those people are, the Japanese soldiers. And so for 50, 60 years, there is that angry feeling against Japanese. I thank God. We went through 4 years of Japanese rule. Now, most of you here were not born at that time. But we too were very apprehensive. Living in Patupahat, father and mother took counsel. Shall we go? Shall we stay? What to do? We don't know, because it's not something you have the experience of. Will we be safe in Patupahat? Patupahat is, by the way, a town in Johor. 3 hours by car. Today is less. But father consulted a friend and came to the conclusion we must flee to Singapore. So together with hundreds and thousands of other refugees, we streamed into Singapore in December 1941. So we came into Singapore. Do you know that during the bombing and the shelling and all the occupation, cleansing meetings, when the Japanese issued directives, all Singaporeans aged between 18 and 50 must report at the Padang. And then tens of thousands of Chinese young people in that age range were taken away. Thank God we prayed and we were convinced there's no need to go to the registration. Those who went never came back. So we didn't go. On the contrary, God sent good Japanese. You know, the Japanese nation is not all bad. There were some good men left. And God is able to see that you are protected. Trust in the Lord and fear not. So, when the order came for us to return to Patupahat, again it is the Japanese who gave the order. What do you do? Of course, the first thing we did was family meeting and prayers. We all prayed. And Father felt that it is good we return. But before then, let us go and consult with a certain pastor from China. I remember the visit Father took me along, and then we went to see Reverend Chen. And he says, "Dr. To, sit down. We have a Savior who's able to protect us from Japanese, from anyone." And he turned to one son. "You would like to turn with me?" And maybe you keep this as your souvenir. Psalm 121. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, the most famous psalm for travelers. It is known as the traveler's psalm. We have a God who is able to see you through every circumstance of life, whether it is as a refugee or as a normal, usual, routine traveler. You want to go traveling, this is the psalm for you. I will lift up mine eyes unto the hills, is Psalm 121, verse 1. From whence cometh my help? Why the hills? Oh, the hills are such strong structures, and it reminds me of God who created the hills and the mountains. My help cometh from the Lord. I'm going to make this trip to Patupahat. And mind you, it took us about 1 week to get to Patupahat. And we met all kinds of Japanese. At the crossway, going across to Johor, at the causeway, the Japanese never did us any harm. And then in Johor, it took us some time before we found the lorry to take us back to Patupahat, 3 hours. Now, it says here, my help comes from the Lord, verse 2 of Psalm 121, who made heaven and earth. If God who made heaven and earth is with you, need you fear, dear friends? When you travel, wherever you go, remember, look to the Lord. And here is the Psalm 121. Reverend Chen, I never forget that meeting. Says, let's kneel down and pray. The Lord be with you as you go. Now the climax of this psalm is verse 8, the number last verse, the 8th verse. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth, even forevermore. What a promise! What a promise! Dear friends, before you travel, if you need any assurance, here it is. And I say for all of us, before we went to Holy Land, I gave our members this verse. The Lord shall preserve thee, thy going out and thy coming in, from this time forth and even forevermore. Wherever you travel, is the Lord with you? He promised. The most precious promise in the whole Bible for those who are seeking assurance is Matthew 28, verse 20. Jesus says, I am with you always, always, even unto the end of the world. Take this verse and make it your own. Trust in him. Now, again, I will tell you my old stories. You say the Japanese were so cruel and so wicked. So they were. The soldiers, in the heat of war, they massacred and killed. However, when the civilians came in, and we lived under civilian rule in Patupahat, there came a major of the army, and he saw, those of you who have read my book will know, Poor Eye, written by Sun Yat-sen, Amazing. They were so impressed and so respectful of Dr. Sun, the first president of China. And that officer was so impressed. He said, "Oh, here must be a good friend of Dr. Sun to have his writing." So he remembered that. Now, what is the connection I'm trying to tell you? You know, God can supply transportation, not only protecting you from all harm, but He supplies the transportation. In Singapore, as we went to look for the transport in Beach Road, we came across this Japanese officer. And he was so shocked. "Here is the man from Batok Pahat. What are you doing here in Singapore?" "Oh, how do you communicate? You write in Chinese, because the Japanese read Chinese." And the next morning, he sent us two army lorries, escorted all the way to Batok Pahat from Singapore. The family of 9 members all were brought back without any harm. Isn't our great, our God so great and good? Oh, dear friends, trust in Him. Now I will close with the hymn, with the song, the Psalm 56. 56. We're not singing, I'm just reading to you. Psalm 56, verses 3 and 4. Yes, take this home, remember it. Verse 3 says, I'm on Psalm 56, verse 3. Already? All right. "What time I'm afraid, whenever I'm afraid, I will trust in Thee." Oh, dear friends, what a privilege and a blessing to know the Creator God and say, anytime I'm afraid and I'm lost for help, I can come to Him. I will trust in Thee. The word is trust. Psalm 56, verse 3. Psalm 56, verse 4. "In God will I praise His word. In God I have put my trust. I will not be afraid, nor will not fear what flesh can do to me." Yes, what a great assurance it is. Dear friends, remember these verses. Psalm 121, the last verse, which is verse 8. "The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore." And then Psalm 56. Finally, there was another patient of mine. Poor woman. So nervous, she says, "Doctor, I'm so afraid of death, of dying." I said, "Are you a Christian?" "Yes, but I've never had the experience of dying. And it's so frightening to me." I said, "Do you know God's word?" "Yes." Turn to God's word. And I say, this for all those who have any kind of fears, any fears, whether it is fear of dying, fear of going out, fear of the dark, whatever your fear is, Psalm 23, the most famous of all the Psalms, for you tonight, for you every night, every day. And the verse is verse 4. It's so good, I think we all should read it together. Psalm 23, verse 4. Are you ready? Let's all read together. Verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Amen. The writer of this verse 4 in this wonderful psalm was the David the shepherd boy. Do you remember David? What a wonderful testimony he had. To Saul the king, he says, King, let me tell you this. I have a wonderful God who was and is with me all the time. As I was watching over my father's sheep, a lion came by and took a lamb out of the fold. I didn't say, never mind. After all, we have a lot of sheep and a lot of lambs. To lose one? No! He went for the lion. He says, I caught hold of this lion by the beard, pulled him down, took the lamb out of his mouth, of our teeth, and killed the lion. The same happened to the bear who also came looking for breakfast or dinner. Took a lamb out of the flock. I went for the bear, I killed the bear, took the lamb back. This is the God we have who will protect us, keep us, defend us, and see to our complete safety and peace at all times. So I've given you 3 verses. If you are traveling, Psalm 121, verse 8. If you are afraid, Psalm 56, 3 and 4. And if you have any kind of worries, Psalm 23, verse 4. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. I know the Lord is with me. Even through the valley of the shadow of death, you will not be afraid of dying, no. You don't have to switch on all the lights. I'm afraid of dark. Oh, dear friends, we're going to sing the song of Francis Havergal, which is number 304 in your songbook. This is the song of trust. Francis Havergal was one of the greatest English hymn writers. And she lived at the time when there was a great revival of English hymnody, that is, the promotion of singing God-honoring hymns. Besides the reading of God's word, singing of hymns. And here the hymn says, I am trusting thee, Lord Jesus. Make this your personal hymn. A hymn that you can always come back to and make it your own. It's not we, but I. I am trusting thee, Lord Jesus. Trusting only thee. It's no use to put 4 pictures of Jesus Christ, Mary the Virgin, Chiang Kai-shek, and Sai Baba, and say, all good, no good. Only one is enough. I am trusting thee, Lord Jesus, trusting only thee. Trusting thee for full salvation, great and free. Stanza 1, 2, 3, and 4. Let's arise to sing of hymn 304.